Okay, hello. This is Dr. Kripalu. I'm elaborating here about the screening tools before the study. We could be people could use it even otherwise. You know, even people who come for the course could use it as a tool to screen themselves at the beginning and then at the end of the course to see how they fare and what did the course do to them, you know, or for them. So there's three worksheets. One is anxiety scale. It'll have some questions on it about what you're feeling and everything. So please fill that out in the beginning of your study or the course. And then there's another one, which is the depression scale. So see, it's just called depression and anxiety. Just go through the questions if it applies to you and if you and just answer it to your best ability. And the third one is very interesting. So this is from HeartMath. It's called a depletion to renewal grid worksheet. So it's essentially divided into four quarters. And on the left side, it has depleting emotions. And on the right side, it says renewing emotions. And so when you look at it as we look at it in two ways. One is to look at it from first half, which is above, and the second half, which is below. So one is depleting emotions and renewing emotions. So there is a column here where it says what happens to the heart rate when you are in the depleting emotions section above. And that means your heart rate is going to be high, you have high palpitations or anything. So it depends on what you're going through. So that's what you're trying to identify in the beginning. There'll be two other sheets, kind of an examples, which will be given to you. So, for example, what does depleting emotions mean? So, situations which are energy draining in your life. Example, if you're late to work. So, what happens in that situation? What are the feelings which comes to you? It is anxiety, frustration about the traffic, the people on the street, so what do you do basically at that point? Usual thing you do is call the coworker and say, oh my God, this is happening, and you're going through this whole anxiety attack. So that's what it means by depleting emotions. Mm-hmm. Now, so that's what you're going to record here in the beginning. So the idea is where you are in the beginning of the course and where you want to be. So if you look at the first, now let's look at it the other way. Like, let's say, look at it as the first half on the left as a column vertically and say there's two parts to this. One is at the bottom and then one is at the top. So now what's the difference? It says hormonal system in between. So if you are somewhere, so there's also here two things. One is even in depleting emotions, it could be something like sadness and not having any energy, but then it could be high energy but depleting emotions like frustration, anger, and everything. So that's what it means. The bottom one is kind of like low depleting emotion. The above is like high depleting emotions. So you will identify where you are. Now, you could be in the bottom or you could be at the top. Now, let's look at the other half and where it's renewing emotions and where it is high energy and you're happy, you're energized, you want to do more things and you're excited. And then we go to the bottom, you're serene, you're calm, but you still, you know, it's like a good emotion. So you have to choose where you want to be when, you know, that's the goal on the right side. So the left side is where you are right now, and then where you want to be is on the right side. So you could just want to be serene and calm, which would be the bottom one. Or you want to be energized, which is the quarter on the right side on above. So, for example, now giving you energy renewing situations, for example, hanging out with your friends. So it could be bringing about feelings of appreciation, happiness, gratitude for people around you, excitement, and just, you know, kind of euphoric state where you feel awesome. Or another one would be somebody complimented you for doing a, you know, great job. So what comes out of it? It's confidence, sense of accomplishment, just, you know, feeling good about yourself and feeling great at that point. So these are all examples of mm-hmm. renewing emotions. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm giving you an idea. So you could even fill out the other forms. This is for yourself. Right. You know, what are the situations? What are the feelings? And what did you do about it? That's the right. whole idea. So when you say current solution, that's when you're going to say, I use the heart if you use the heart math technique, when you get these feelings, it will change as you go along. Mm-hmm. You know, it will not no longer be the frustration, anger, and everything. Mm-hmm. And so the solution could be your technique, right. What you do. And you can say, once you did the technique, what changed? Did what you would have done before might have been completely different as you move along, and what you actually did right. once you started practicing. So that's the whole idea for you, to figure out where you are and where you want to be, and did you reach that after 6 weeks? It could be a month. You could be reaching that goal in a month, which is even better, or 6 weeks, or 8 weeks, or 3 months. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. It's a great tool for us to know where we are and where we want to be and how we're moving across this whole grid exactly. is the idea. So these are good tools. So I would really appreciate you using this because this is, although it's a study, you know, which I am doing, it's more for if seeing improvement. It's a performance improvement tool which we're kind trying to introduce and see what happens. So I would like to see this happen with everybody. So this is just a study, but we want to do study in more numbers as we go along, so we can see how people actually are using these tools. So this is the heart math. Like I said, those two. We went through some other simple techniques also in the in the class, but here for this specific study, the 10 people I've selected, I would like you to use these techniques to see what happens. But you know, as we go later on, you know, you can use your own techniques, and we can make a different kind of a study for that. So thank you.